Hi, we talked a little bit last week. We started in Isaiah 26:3, and we're going to go back there this week. So Isaiah 26:3, we'll start there. So Isaiah 26:3, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." You know, this time of the year, there's just extra stuff to do, as we all know. There's extra stresses, there's things that are going on, and every time of the year, can be stressful, but this year, at this time of the year, there's always extra things to do. We're preparing for Christmas, or maybe we're traveling, we're making travel preparations. There's just things like that, and wrapping up things for work at the end of the year, and it's just tempting, every day of the year, but even more so this time of the year, to get our minds on all the junk that we have to do, on all the extra stuff, on all the anxiety, the things that are pushing in on us, and not keep our focus on our God and on our Creator, our source of life. And it says here that if we'll keep our minds stayed on Him, it says, "You will keep Him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because He trusts in you." And that's, sometimes that's a labor, like it says over in Hebrews, to labor to enter the rest. It's a labor just to keep your mind focused on God and centered up on Him and on the fact that He is faithful, that He is trustworthy, that all these other things, no matter what it is going on in our life, are secondary, that really, if we'll keep our mind stayed on Him, that He has all our answers. He has everything we need. Let's just use this as an example for this year. This time of the year, every year there comes stresses, but most of the time we can't remember what it was that was stressing us out last week or a month ago, let alone last year. All the things that look big or that look like, how am I going to get all this stuff done? Or what am I going to do about this? Or what about this? All these distractions, a little bit of time passes, and most of the time we don't even remember what was going on that had us so in a tizzy. But at the time, it seems pretty important. We don't remember what was going on last year, but we just know what's going on now. If I can just get these things done, if only this problem was out of way, if this thing was taken care of, if this situation at work was done, then I could be at peace. And if we've lived any time at all, we know that there isn't really a lull in our lives, that there might be small lulls where there's absolutely nothing out of place, but most of the time, there's something out of whack somewhere that we could, if we wanted to, focus on that and get out of peace. And the thing is, one of the keys to being in peace is to just, in the midst of everything, put our minds on Him, to keep our minds stayed on Him, regardless of what all this noise is, regardless of what's going on here, just to keep our focus on Him. And He said He would keep us in perfect peace if we're stayed on Him. The trick is being stayed on Him. Because you can say, "Oh, I'm going to be stayed on God." And then there's this jerking you over here. And there's just jerking you over here. And you look over here. And you look over here. Pretty soon, we're not stayed on Him. I've used this example before. But it just takes some work. But, if I walk around and I could do this with I tried to say, "I'm going to start walking around with this book on my head." I'm going to start doing it. And it falls off. If I just try to do that, if I keep practicing, pretty soon I'll get to where I can walk around with it stayed there. If I was really good, people in other countries do that. They walk all kinds of stuff on their, certain cultures do that. I can't do that. I haven't practiced it, but they can. Well, same thing here. We may say, "Well, bless God, this is going to change. I'm going to start keeping focused on God. I'm not going to let these other things distract me." We're good for about an hour, and pretty soon we're right back over here where we always were. The book's falling off, and we're just right, our mind's right, all anxious, thinking about all these things. We're not stayed on Him. Well, we could say, "Well, this doesn't work, I can't do it." Or we could just get back and put the book on our head and keep going. And that's what we have to learn to do, is just to keep our mind stayed on Him, keep focusing back on Him, because He's the life giver, and He's the one that has every answer. Let's turn over. We're just recapping a little bit of what we talked about last week, and we'll go on. Matthew 6:25. Let's read a few scriptures there. Matthew 6:25. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?" You know, that's very simple what he's saying, but it takes faith to believe what he's saying and actually do it. And that's just what we're talking about in Isaiah. He says, let's read it again. "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life." See, when we're worried about our life, we're not staying on him. We're not focused on him. Because if we were focused on him, on the Creator, like we were saying last week, if we were focused on the fact that we have God Almighty with us, if you had Jesus physically present with you, walking around with you, any situation you were going to, you know, you could just talk to him and say, what should I do about this? Anything that you ran into, you had his power. You physically had him present. That probably changed the way you look at stuff. The thing is, we don't have Jesus physically present, but we have the power of the Holy Spirit present with us always. And so if we would get that, if we would focus on that, then when something comes in our lives and Jesus says, don't worry about it, and we're looking over at him, if he was physically present, we say, okay, well, that's pretty easy. You're right there. You take care of it. You're right here. You're in the same situation I'm in, so if I need something, you're right here. Go for it. He just looks back and says, don't worry, I got this one. I got it. Okay, you go for it. But that takes faith. We don't have Jesus physically present, and Jesus himself said, it's better that I go to the Father. We have the Holy Spirit with us, though. And so if we are in a situation, we have to believe that Jesus knew what he was talking about when he said it's better for him to go to the Father, because we couldn't all have Jesus physically present with us. He can only be, his physical body, but we can have the Holy Spirit. So it takes faith to act on this, but let's read this. He says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Are you not? Do you believe that? I mean, it's easy to think, well, yeah, sure, the world's set up, the birds will be taken care of, and blah, blah, blah. But my situation, what about this situation? I need an answer here. But he said, I take care of the birds. You're much more valuable. I'll take care of you. And right there, we have a choice. Are we going to believe that? That God is taking care of us, that he will take care of us, even if we think things aren't going the way it should, or these things are distracting us. In the midst of that, Jesus said, don't worry. And that word worry, my study Bible, like I said, I'm not a Greek scholar, but sometimes you get these little tidbits that are kind of interesting. It just has this definition. It says to divide into parts. Anxious. This word worry, it's anxiety, to divide into parts. The word suggests a distraction, a preoccupation with things causing anxiety, stress, and pressure. Jesus speaks against worry and anxiety because the watchful care of a heavenly Father, because of the watchful care of a heavenly Father who is mindful of our daily needs. I'm going to read that part again. The definition means to divide into parts. The word suggests a distraction, a preoccupation with things causing anxiety, stress, and pressure. And that is exactly what we're talking about. If we can stay on him, see, if we can focus on him, we'll be in perfect peace. But worry is a dividing. It's a distraction. It's when we're not stayed on him. It's when we have one eye over here and one eye over here, and we're thinking about the thing in the back, and we're thinking about this thing, and we're distracted. We're divided. We have a preoccupation with things that are causing anxiety and stress. That's what Jesus is talking about. He said, don't do it. Don't worry. And then why does he say? He says, because, is life not more than all this stuff? And look at the birds of the air. He gives us a physical example. Aren't they clothed? Aren't they taken care of? You're much more valuable. He says, don't do it. Don't be divided. Don't be distracted. Don't give in to all that stuff. Look to me. I'll take care of you. And if we'll focus on Him, if our mind, you know, we're just focused on Him, just no matter what we're going through in our lives and what things are pulling on us, we all know those things pull us. You can be pulled in 50 different ways in one day, and it's all just feeling like you're going to explode. But if we'll keep our mind stayed on Him and say, no, you know what? This will pass. God has overcome. Jesus said that stuff will come, but He's overcome, and I'm in Him. He's in me. So I'm going to keep focused on Him. And something just tries to jerk you over here, and you say, no, I'm going to keep focused on Him. Something tries to jerk you over here, no, He'll take care of it. And we stay there, then we can be without distraction, without worry, because we're focused on the fact that we have a Heavenly Father that cares for us, that takes care of us. And that just like, you know, the birds of the air, they're not, no birds I know of, I don't know, I'm not a scientist or whatever, but as far as we know, they don't worry. They go about, they get their food, and they find whatever they need, and it's there for them. They got to get out of bed or get out of their nest and go do it, but it's there. They're not stressed out, as far as we know. And we need to be like them in that sense, just simple, that look, the birds are taken care of, so I'm taken care of. Jesus said that He's going to take care of me. He said, look at the birds, silly. I'm taking care of them. You're much more important than them. I'm going to take care of you. It takes faith to believe that, though. It's, you know, when we're sitting here in church, it's a lot easier to say, oh, yeah, I'll do that next time. But then when stuff comes, you know, this afternoon or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, and all hell seems to be breaking loose, that's when we go, yeah, and it's still true now. And I can still believe Him now. And I don't have to worry now. When I can make you a list of all the things that I should be worried about right now, this is still true. And Jesus' command is still just as valid that I should not worry. And if He said I should do it, then I can do it. He's a just God. So it's not me. I don't have to say just this willpower. I just have to roll it over and trust Him and say, God, You said it, so I'm going to believe it. Lord, it's Yours. I'm not talking about willing yourself to not worry. It doesn't work. We're not talking about taking the load on you and say, well, God said I'm not going to worry, and I'm not going to worry, I'm not going to worry, not going to worry. Not. What are you thinking about? You're trying to worry. I mean, you're thinking about the very thing you're trying to get. No, the way to get out of worry is to put your focus on Him, to replace it. Have you ever tried to break a habit? You got to replace it with something. If you say, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to do that, it's a bad habit, I don't want to do that, the more you say that, the more you want to do it. If you replace it with something, though, and say, I'm doing this. So you don't even talk about that. I'm doing this. That takes the place of your old habit. See, we say, I'm going to stay on God. And we're going to read some scriptures here. God is faithful. He's true. He's trustworthy. God, You can take care of anything. You were here before the creation of the world. You created the world before anything, before I knew anything, You were. You've seen ahead, made provision. We start looking at that, the worry goes away. In the midst of the circumstance, and we're saying, well, yeah, there's all that, but God is all this. Then that's what diffuses that worry. And so that, you know, that last verse then, before we go on here, He said, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? In other words, it's not going to do you any good anyway. It's tempting. Feels good sometimes. You think you're doing something if you're worrying, but you're not. We're not worrying. We're not doing any good when we're worrying. We're just messing ourselves up. Messing up our bodies, messing up our minds, messing up the people around us. We're not fun to be around when we're worrying. I mean, nobody wants, go to bed or something. You know, it doesn't do any good but bring bad things into our lives. Yet, we'll grab onto it. You know, it's like this thing, you know. If we'll just let go of the worry that's causing half our problems, you know, I've given this example before. But, you know, like, I don't know if this is true or not, but there's a story of this type of monkey. Probably just a made-up story to do an illustration. But anyhow, it's valid anyway. A certain type of monkey that somewhere they say they could catch. The way they catch it is they make this little cage, little, box or something, and it's got food in it. They put some grains of rice in it, and they make the hole big enough so that the monkey can get his hand in when he does this. But if he grabs something and makes his fist, it's just big enough he can't get it out. And so they put the food in there, and the monkey reaches in there and grabs the food, and he can't get out. But he won't let go of the food. He won't let go of the food to save his own life. He'll be going like this, and if he would just let go and pull his hand out, he's free. But he won't do it. These people know that, evidently. The monkey's that concerned with the food, and he's not smart enough or just too stubborn to let it go. So he sits there, and he will die because he won't let go of it. And we are just like that sometimes. We'll be stubborn with worrying about something that won't do any good and will kill us, but we'll stay right there. When all we got to do is let it go and say, God, you're faithful. I'm going to trust you. That sounds easy. I mean, it is easy. But we got to just let him, just if we'll just let God be God and just put our minds on him, that's all it is. It's not like, I mean, think about it. Okay, so this is a perfect illustration. Does the monkey have to strive to let go of that thing? And it takes probably less effort to relax. If he would just do nothing and relax his hand to normal state, he could pull it out. It takes more effort for him to hold on to that thing than it does to let it go. We're not talking about working up, go, I'm not going to worry. No, it's just like, I'm not going to worry. You know what? God is faithful. I'm going to choose to trust him. You just say those words, peace comes over you. You just think about it. You just say, you know, I'm not going to worry. Just say it with me. I'm not going to worry. If you just put that to your, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to look to him. You say that, there is something that happens inside of you that's like something rolls off you because we weren't meant to carry it. That's what we were supposed to. It's just like, you know, you can breathe easy. You know what? I'm not going to worry. It's not going to do me any good. God, it's yours. Just like you just unloaded something. That's what we're supposed to be. That's the way we're supposed to be living. And it's not a striving. It's just a letting go. To let him be God and to us take our proper place. Let's turn over to Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. This is a familiar passage of Scripture. So Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So right there, you know, what did we read at the beginning in Isaiah, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. That's why our mind is stayed on him, because we trust in him. So because we trust him, we'll take our minds off what's going on. We'll let go and we'll look to him because we trust him. And here it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So if you're trusting in the Lord with all your heart, you're not leaning on your understanding anymore. So you've taken the situation that you're in the middle of, you don't know how it's going to work, but you're going to trust in the Lord. And because you're trusting in the Lord, your mind stayed on him, and you've let go. So you say, I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I don't know. You know, somebody asks you, how's that going to work? I don't know. See, you can feel like you look like a fool if you do that. If you don't have it all figured out, well, I better be, you know, staying up to figure all this stuff out, or else I'm not responsible. That's just, I mean, that sounds good, and it's like, well, if I'm not doing something, I'm just irresponsible. That's a lie. That's, you know, I'm not talking about, there's an extreme there that you can get to. I'm saying, yeah, we take care of our responsibilities, but staying up, trying to figure everything out, that's not being responsible, that's just worrying. That's just not trusting God. That's leaning on our own understanding. I have to have it all figured out. If I don't have it figured out, it's not going to happen. I've been there. I mean, but it's not true. It's a lie. If we say, no, but I trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just don't know. And sometimes we fear other people asking us about, or how are we going to do that? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but God is leading me. Lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In everything we're going through, no matter what it is, acknowledge him. Stay focused on him. Keep stayed on him so that we're in perfect peace. We trust in him. So in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him. I'm going through, you know, all these things are pulling on me, but I'm going to acknowledge him. I'm going to acknowledge the fact that I have a God, that I believe he's faithful, that I believe he is who he said he was, he is, and I'm going to trust him. And he said he'll direct my paths. He'll take care of me. God is, you know, sometimes somebody said this like this once. The devil uses what's called pile-up technique. You know, everything will be going smooth, and then one thing will happen, and then another thing will happen, then another thing. And it's not, it's not, I'm not talking about that we're in a constant battle, like, you know, we're underneath, but I'm just saying if we're Christian and we're going on with God, there will things be things happening to steal the word and to steal your joy and to make you feel like God is not true. It will happen. And half the time I found it'll try to happen all at once to squeeze you to such a degree that you will get out of joy, that you will let go of what you were believing, to let go of the word, to let go of God, and all the while God is right there, right beside you. But the circumstances are so loud, are so in your face, that it's trying to get you to let go and not to believe that God will direct your path. That somehow you've lost your way and God, you're asking God, you've asked God to direct your path, but he's not doing it. That's a lie. But that's what you'll hear. You're going along, you're saying, what's going on? I'm doing my best to go forward with God. I'm doing what I know to do, and it doesn't seem like anything's working out. We just acknowledge him in all our ways, right? In that way, in that place where it seems like nothing is working. Nothing we've talked about this morning is true. That's what it feels like. It feels like God is not faithful, that God isn't keeping you in perfect peace, that you are doing your best to not worry, but it's just knocking at your door. At that point, we still say, God, I'm going to acknowledge you. I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to trust in my own understanding, though. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to acknowledge you in all my ways. And that's when we're going through the midst of it. Man, we're going through a hurricane, but Jesus is right there with us. The Holy Spirit is right there. And we get to trust the fact that he's there when we don't feel like he's there. And that he said he would direct our path, so he's directing them. Man, I don't feel like he's directing it. I feel like I'm running into a bunch of walls, but he is directing me. See, that's trust. We believe him. And it's not holding on. Say, well, I'm going to trust God, darn it. You might have to get to where you're just, see, the only thing is you're taking your eyes off here and putting them over here. That might take, you just say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to trust God. But really, it's just a rest. It's still saying, you know what? Yep, there's that, 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 and that. Yeah, it all looks, you know, like everything's going wrong. But God, you're still faithful. I'm going to trust you. And again, just making it a rest. Just letting go. Say, you know what? I have an opportunity here to get anxious about all this stuff. We all do every day of our lives, probably, unless you had a, you know, just a day that was serene. But there's stuff that if we wanted to, we could get worked up about stuff. But we just choose to look at him and choose to say, no, God, you're faithful. God, you're faithful. I'm looking to you. You're faithful. You're faithful. Now we're going to read a few Psalms that just do exactly this. You know, if you need to just take your mind off stuff, a few of these things we're going to read there, you know, all these scriptures are good. These are some things that just exalt God. Songs are good, things that exalt God's faithfulness. If you want to turn to Psalm 37, we're just going to read a few things. Psalms are good to read when there's stuff that's kind of knocking against you, just to take your mind off your situation and put it back onto what's true, and just to exalt him and his power. In Psalm 37, 37 verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as in the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways. And then it goes over on to some other things. But commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. That's something you could just focus on at times, you know. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he shall bring it to pass. Just to tell yourself, he's bringing it to pass. He's bringing it to pass. You know, somebody said this once, you know, that phrase in the Bible, it came to pass. He said that was one of his favorite things. You know, he'd say, this came to pass. You're going through something, just tell yourself, it came to pass. It's going to go. Like I said at the beginning, half the time we can't remember what was going on in our lives last week, let alone last year. Just remind yourself, this isn't forever. The devil stand, you know, get on your shoulder. The enemy will try to tell you, you're going to have this for the rest of your life. This situation's hopeless. There is no way you're getting by this. You're going down. And it might be something really small. And you're going, I mean, it looks like this 50-foot wall all of a sudden. And yesterday it was sunny skies, and all of a sudden, boy, you're not going to get around this. And then our 24 hours go by, and that thing's, you know, completely taken care of. Didn't know how it was going to happen, and that situation's resolved. Now there's something else. Well, this ain't going. And after a while, you get to see a pattern that no matter what, I mean, have you ever gotten some, you know, you have some symptom in your body, you go to check it out, and they're doing blood tests or something, and you're thinking, what do you think? It's like the worst thing that you could possibly have. You're thinking the worst, and then nothing happens. But every single time, if you can be made to get out of peace, you know, the enemy will try to keep you out of peace all the time. We have an opportunity to just trust God that things will pass and that it's not permanent. Why don't we turn to Psalm 146? Psalm 146. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. Sometimes you just have to do that. Just tell yourself, well, you're going to praise. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise God. Take your mind off this other stuff. While I live, I will praise the Lord. While I live, I will praise the Lord. If I'm living, I'm going to praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. Don't put your trust in people. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth, and that very day his plans perish. In other words, it doesn't matter. Don't get your eyes off God. Don't put them on to man, no matter who that man is. Keep your eyes stayed on God, no matter what the man is, what department he's in, no matter if he's a lawyer, he's a doctor, he's a real estate agent, whatever, you keep your eyes. See, we work with people, but we don't put our trust in them. You know, we go and we work a job, but our trust is not in our job. God's our source. We do all these natural things, but our trust isn't in there. There's a big difference. Because if this thing goes down or somebody fails us, if our trust is in there, we think we're in trouble. But if our trust is in God and we realize we work with these people, but God is always with us, then if something fails, God has not failed. God's still constant. And so we say, no, this is all right. So we just don't. It's so easy to get our eyes off onto something in the natural. And even though we have to deal with things in the natural, our trust isn't there. But in verse 5, it says, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. That is just exalting this God that we serve. He starts out saying in verse 5, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help. And then he says, and this is who that God is. And he goes on, who made heaven and earth? Who opens the eyes of the blind? On and on. He's just saying, this is who we serve. This is the God who my mind is stayed on. It's not some man that can perish and that it goes back in the ground and all his plans perish at that point. It's God. And he is all powerful, and he can do anything, and he's the one I'm staying on, and it doesn't matter, all this stuff is going to pass, and it's him. And I don't care if it's something small. I'm not saying that we live all our lives in turmoil. I'm saying there is a temptation, no matter what, to get out of peace and to take our minds off that God and to start letting something else disrupt our joy, disrupt our peace, disrupt us to get us off, to get our face long, to get us out of peace, get us out of joy, to not be happy, to let something pass, to just say that, oh, if I could just get to this point, then everything would be okay. And then for the next however long it is, weeks, months, we don't even live our lives. We let it pass us. We're walking in it, but we're not living it because we just want to get to this place where we think everything will be all right. That's the devil's. He's stealing from us. Our life's gone then. You know, the people around you, they're older. You're older. The opportunities in your life, you're going through it, but not really living because you're trying to get here. See, he's stealing from you. Your joy. Even if you get through it in victory the whole time, you're not really trusting. You're anxious. You're waiting. If I can just get here. No, he wants us to live day by day, just peace. Peace. Doesn't matter. I don't have to get over there right now in this situation. Right now, this minute, I'm in peace. I'm in joy. I'm looking to him because he's my God. Let's turn to Jeremiah. We're going to read a scripture there. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. See, won't change when something, some situation comes. He will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Let's read that one more time. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its root by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. When our trust is in him, when our trust is in God, it doesn't matter what's going on around us, the situation. It likens it to a tree. The tree is planted by the river. So the river is the source of life. When we're planted with God and our trust is him, he is our source of life. So it doesn't matter when the circumstances change or we go through a tough time, we're still planted with him. We don't have to get anxious. It says we don't have to get anxious in the year of drought. When something's going wrong, when something looks like it's going wrong, even then, we still focus on him. We still walk in peace. We still walk in joy. We still walk right through it. See, that tree is constant. It says it will keep yielding its fruit. It won't cease from yielding fruit. It's not up and down. It's not peaceful and then not peaceful. When we are really hooked up with him, we can go and just be constant and calm throughout. Now we're going to finish up here in 1 Peter. We read this scripture last week. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. We'll close with this. 1 Peter 5, verse 6. It says, therefore, humble yourselves. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. In the NIV, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast all your division, all your distraction, all your stress, all the things that would get you out of peace, and take all that and cast it onto him. Like we said, just let it go. Just take your head, just let it go, cast it all onto him. Like we said before, when you say that, it's like a piece, like something just rolling off you. That's the way, just roll it off onto him. Cast it on him, get it away from you, just put it on him and just, God, you're faithful. God, you're trustworthy. God, you created the heavens and earth. You have it. You take it. We're like that tree planted. Because, what does it say? Because he cares for us. Not just to do it, casting all your care on him, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for us. Just like we started off with. He cares for us just like he cares for that bird. But we just believe it. God, I'm going to take you at your word. You said not to worry. You said you take care of the birds. You said that I'm much more valuable. Lord, you said here that you care for me. You said to cast all my anxiety on you because you care for me. I'm going to believe it. Right now, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to cast all of it. You said not to worry, so right now, I'm just going to be in peace. And we just stay that way. Something tries to jerk us over? No, I'm going to cast that on God. Something tries to jerk us over here? No, I'm going to cast that on God because he's caring for me. He cares for me. Doesn't mean we just sit there and idly do nothing. We do what he tells us to do. But we just relax in him. God, I'm just thankful that you're faithful. I'm just going to relax in you. I'm going to be at peace in you. I'm going to enjoy my life today. This is the only day like today I have, and I'm not going to let it be stolen. I'm not going to get looking to tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough. Lord, I'm going to enjoy it right now. This Christmas season, as I'm coming to, I'm not looking to where it's all done, and I have everything done, and everything is just done, so I can sit down right now in the midst of it. I'm going to enjoy today. December, 13th? I'm going to enjoy it today. Right today is going to be one of the best days of my life because I'm right in the middle of you. You haven't changed, so I can just... It's not dependent on what I'm going through. It's dependent on him. It's dependent. He said, if I keep my mind stayed on him, I'll be in perfect peace. So right now, he didn't say, but, you know, if you got all this going on, then it just doesn't apply. A disclaimer at the bottom. You know, it doesn't say that in Isaiah. It says, if we keep our mind stayed on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. So today, we keep it, we just every day, I'm gonna be in peace today, Lord. I'm gonna enjoy this day. I'm gonna get everything I can out of this day because you're my God. I can trust you right now.